Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your host for this program, produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. You are listening to this broadcast in English, but we also broadcast in 21 other languages to some of the most unreached areas of the world. Places like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Iran, Iraq, Nepal, and more. A recent report from Transworld Radio in the country of Nepal contained this testimony. A listener wrote, "Life has lots of challenges, difficulties, and stress, but God has given me the ability to manage in a very proper way today. My life was in trouble, but when the Word of God taught me to trust in Him and obey His commands, I became a man of endeavor in my life. The secret is that I enjoy hearing and obeying God's Word. I enjoy listening to the radio program from Heralds of Hope. As a result, God has blessed my life so richly. Today, I encourage all the people to listen to this radio program to benefit their spiritual life. Thank you." I praise God for this report because this listener is living proof of the power of the gospel. Testimonies like this are undeniable proof that Jesus is who He said He is, the Son of Almighty God. And even though hostile governments may try to suppress the gospel, it is still reaching the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, and transforming them from sinners to saints. Hallelujah. Now, in just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will present today's teaching from the Gospel of John. But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the listeners in the country of Nepal. We are grateful that they're being encouraged in their walk of faith by listening to the Bible teaching programs in their native language. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to open the Word for us, I pray that you will open our hearts to the truth. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now here's Dr. Yoder with today's teaching.
When we get into trouble, we are often inclined to blame God. At least some of us are. Sometimes I hear people say, "If there is a God, why all this trouble?" Such men do not know the real nature of God. They do not know even their own nature. Why do men make such a statement, "If there is a God"? The reason is they do not know themselves, and they do not know the real nature of God. I want to explain something about you and me. We are both free to choose. In fact, God made us like that. We can make our own choices. But many times, the basis of our choices is not right. That is why I always come to you with the Bible. Here in the Bible, we have the basis for all right choices. So we can't really blame God for our troubles. He has given us the right to make our own choices and the right to make right choices. But I want to read this passage to you from John 3:14-21. It is a continuation of the conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus that night long, long ago in Jerusalem. That's John 3:14-21. "But as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but so that the world might be saved through him. He who believes on him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he who practices truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be made known, that they are wrought in God. From these verses in the Bible, I want to show you the reasons why I can emphatically say, God did all he can. Let me show you first the comparison. Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So Jesus was taking an experience out of the life of Israel when they were coming from Egypt to Canaan many, many years ago. They began to complain against God, and God sent poisonous snakes among them. Many of them were bitten. There was no cure. Many of them died. If God had not instructed Moses what to do, there would have been no cure at all. But God told Moses to fashion a snake out of bronze, out of brass, and put it up on a pole, and everyone who would look at this image of the snake would live. It was desperate for these people. There was no other hope for them. Notice how Jesus said to Nicodemus, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. In other words, we also have an incurable situation. Unless God does something, we are without hope. But God has done something. God did all he can do. So when we look unto Jesus, we also will live. This is the direct instruction from the Lord in this comparison. Because he said, whosoever believes in him, the Son of Man, should not perish, but have eternal life. That is a quality of life, my friend, you cannot get in any other way. And then, there's a second reason why I can say emphatically that God has done all he can. It is the compassion. John 3:16 has often been referred to as the golden text of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us look at the compassion of God, his love. How broad! What was its magnitude? God so loved the world. I gather from that, my friend, that you and I are included. God so loved the world. Then it was God's act, so merciful that he gave his only begotten Son. You can't ask for more than that, can you? Didn't God do all he can when this act of his love sent his only Son, gave his only Son? That compassion was merciful. Then there was God's offer. Oh, how gracious! For that includes me and you. Scripture says, whosoever believes in him. My friend, that puts you and me together. Whosoever believeth in him. There was God's purpose. It's redemption. How redemptive is God in his compassion. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The implication is clear. Whoever does not believe in him will perish. That's what Jesus said later on, but it is implied here too. God's compassion is for the salvation of everybody. For the next verse tells us, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. I must insist that that means me, and it means you. God's compassion, oh, how marvelous, how wonderful that you and I can be included. Praise the Lord. Yes, God did all he can. The third reason why I can say this so emphatically is the condemnation. I want you to notice very carefully, Jesus makes it absolutely clear. The sentence has been passed. The condemnation is on us, unless we believe. He said that he who believes on him is not condemned. Belief is the escape from the condemnation, from the sentence of death. Unbelief brings it on you, my friend. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. My friend, that is very serious. When God has done all he can, and you do nothing. Just remain as you are without believing in Jesus Christ means that you are under the condemnation of God. The sentence is already passed. The execution is on the way. That's certain. Condemnation is absolutely certain. And this is a condemnation, Jesus said, that light is come. But men loved darkness rather than light. Isn't that a pity? Men choose darkness because their deeds are evil. So condemnation is absolutely certain. But there is security, praise God. The light will reveal and bring you to the truth. God did all he can. The proof is Jesus was lifted up like Moses lifted up the serpent. The proof is that God's compassion gave his only begotten Son. The proof is that deliverance from condemnation can be yours.
My friend, are you willing to consider the claims of Jesus on your life? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Now, if you were blessed by this teaching and you would like an audio CD or a printed copy of it, just write and ask for the teaching, God Did All He Can. We'd be happy to send a copy to you as soon as we receive your request. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to this address, mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, God Did All He Can. I'd be happy to send one to you. If you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take your questions to the Holy Scripture and find an answer. We want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and in your relationship with Him. So write to us with your questions today. Here's that contact information again. Send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, God Did All He Can. It's available in print or on an audio CD. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study in John's Gospel with a question. What is really important? And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.